and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Our focus here on Healing Quest is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques to help us all live longer, healthier, and happier.
Well, so big topics for us here on Healing Quest are, you know, maximizing our mental health and emotional fitness so that we can really enjoy optimum well-being. And it's certainly one of our pet projects is
It's a main theme for Healing Quest.
It is. Anything that we can do to help reduce the stigma around getting mental health help.
That's why we're so interested in a big new effort that we told you about at the top of the show. Its goal is to improve psychological health and safety in the workplace, which, after all, is where most of us, for most of our life, spend most of our time.
Workplace mental health is an emerging field of study, and here in Sacramento, we have an internationally recognized expert on this topic.
Her name is Donna Hardacre. She's the manager of workplace mental health and peer engagement at Sutter Health, which has now made a major commitment to addressing workplace mental health.
So, Donna, thank you so much for joining us on Healing Quest today.
The first question we'd have, and probably the first question anybody would have when you say what you're doing at Sutter, is what's workplace mental health?
Workplace mental health is a new field of study, actually. And what it means is looking at the intersection of mental health and the workplace. So how this plays out is considering how an employee can be supported if they are currently struggling with mental health issues in the workplace. Also, the impact that the workplace has upon the mental health and well-being of all employees.
So that's obviously a big issue. You're developing this in your own setting and then intending to make it available to other people.
That's right. For 15 years, I have been developing and delivering curriculum to help everyone in the workplace understand these concepts and be able to be involved in the solutions around our behavior and attitudes in the workplace. So what I'm going to be doing with Sutter and other partners is we are going to be developing training, and yes, our intention is to make it available to all employers.
And how does this happen? Does it happen because a manager is noticing that a worker seems to be maybe troubled at work, or how do you address this with someone?
Traditional management practices move a bit too quickly to problem solving. When an employee is struggling and perhaps mental health is part of the picture, traditional management practices don't allow for enough time and space and essentially for the employee to feel heard and understood. What I have developed in the past and what I will be working on now is training that is like another tool in a manager's tool belt to use when traditional management approaches don't work, when a conversation needs to be slowed down so that the employee can fully collaborate on solutions to improve their productivity at work.
Does this involve, some of these issues could be very private. So how does an employer actually broach those subjects?
So the employer broaches it through the act of performance management. It is a manager's job to inquire with an employee how they're doing, to notice any changes that might be occurring, to step back from assumptions that the manager knows what's going on, and then to be able to collaborate with the employee on solutions to improve the employee's performance. It's definitely inside of the role of a manager, but what we tend to think is because there may be health issues involved that suddenly this becomes clinical. But it isn't. Instead, what we can do is teach managers to be the very best manager they can be inside of this conversation so that they are able to support the employee and, in essence, be able to support the employee to seek solutions that are also inside of the personal life of the employee. Very often, managers suggest that employees seek out resources, and then employees don't do it. Mm-hmm. But what we suggest is that if a manager does this inside the context of a slowed down, effective conversation, the employee is much more likely to reach out for help.
It's almost like it becomes the employee's idea.
Exactly, yes.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
So how did you get interested in this field?
I came into the field through my own personal experience. I lost a job and a career that I loved when I became unwell with what was eventually diagnosed as depression. But it took a while to get a diagnosis. It took a while for treatment to be effective. And in the meantime, all my workplace relationships failed. So I went from being a rising star in the program I was working in to being essentially in the doghouse. My behavior at work changed. I went from being happy, easygoing, easy collaborator to being someone who was angry, irritable, frustrated. I had frequent absences. I was frequently late for work. I couldn't stay at work for very long, so I had lots of sick leave. And it was highly disruptive, including just having a lot of conflict at work, because none of us had the ability to just step back from what was going on and say, hey, this is different from the person that we hired. How can we support you? What can we do differently here? And instead, in my experience, what happened was I was just blamed as if it was all just me. And we never learned together as an organization what to do differently. I was very lucky that I was able to land at the Canadian Mental Health Association, where I co-developed a training curriculum that was then delivered across Canada. And the curriculum was to help managers do essentially what hadn't been done for me. And my story became part of the training. So it's infused in the training, and also I appear on video in the training. And then the training was purchased by Mental Health America of California. And so I moved to California. And I have been here now for 2 years, and now I am at Sutter Health, where I am essentially an internal change agent, helping Sutter fulfill its leadership role in being an employer addressing workplace mental health.
Well, it sounds like that's teaching managers empathetic training in some ways.
Yes, it is.
In some ways. Yeah. We only have like about 30 seconds left, so
any final thoughts for our listeners?
I'm really excited that we're talking about this today, and I'm sure that a lot of listeners are thinking, oh, I'm so glad this is happening, because this is a very important topic for us to be reframing so that all employers can essentially be leaders in this too.
Thank you so much. Well, we wish you a lot of success with this program, and we will want to do a follow-up with you to find out how it's going.
We look forward to keeping track of how it's going. This is a big, big project and can have a big impact. So good luck, Donna. Welcome to Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for being with us on Healing Quest.
We've been speaking with Donna Hardacre, who's spearheading Sutter Health's Workplace Mental Health Initiative.
Well, what Donna and her team learn at Sutter Health in the years ahead could have a nationwide impact.
I was reminded in doing the research on this story that Sutter Health is the eighth largest healthcare provider in the country. It has 55,000 employees and 5,000 physicians. So certainly what they learn in working with a group of that size could very well have applications in every state of our union.
Well, wouldn't that be great? I mean, I look forward to the day when, you know, if somebody's going through something in their life, they're having a tough time, and of course it shows up at work, because right. Especially if they're depressed or anxious, you just can't leave that at the door.
It's going to affect your performance, and it's going to affect your interpersonal relations. So this workplace mental health is becoming a much bigger area of interest in the whole world of psychology and how we can, frankly, improve the mental health and emotional fitness of our entire country.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Donna, for the work that you're doing. Thank you, Sutter, for the work that you're doing. Just a reminder, if you missed the first act of this show, it's available on a podcast on KFBK's website or on the iHeartRadio app.
And you can call us at 877-544-4827 or email us at info@healingquestradio.com.
I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural,
clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.